Hi everybody, again the Flynn disease, no offense. So look at the onion bulb over there, the red one. What do you see? Dead center, right? Which is actually the disease called fusarium basal rot, caused by a very infamous soil-borne fungus called as Fusarium oxysporum formispecific cepa, which is ubiquitous to all the onion producing region in the world. This pathogen is so sneaky that you can't even see its presence in the field until you harvest the crop and ready for the shipment. So there is no point of turning back, right? So more blow to the farmers. Development of the resistant cultivars as usual is the best option available over conventional method of control. And the type of onion that I'm working with is the short day onions, which don't have any resistant cultivar yet developed. In order to achieve that goal, you need to have a good selection method for the resistant sources. In 2009, a method called artificial inoculation mature bulb screening method developed that utilizes a virulent isolate of this pathogen to first inoculate the bulb and then select for the resistant bulbs. But there was a problem with that method, which is the method utilized actively growing mycelium. That means that there is a chance of disease escape, right? So my job was to fix that gap. So I came up with an idea to utilize only the spore suspension so that I can utilize a specific concentration of it and I can put an uniform disease pressure in all the bulbs for an effective selection. But it took me like a year to figure that out. Anyway, so I have that method to compare both the older and the new method, which one is more effective to increase the resistance among the selected populations, right? So here is an example of New Mex Mesa, which is a commercial cultivar from New Mexico State University, and one of the seven cultivars that's currently under trial. The disease severity in two seasons among all the four selected populations of New Mex Mesa showed that the most reduced disease severity I could find in the one in the green and the orange bars, which are the population selected by the new method. So I was ecstatic that our method, that improved method, was working really well, but I wanted to make it more reliable method, so I turned my eyes into visible method of scoring, which is depending upon the scorer and its intrinsic ability of the scorer, so there is a chance of error, right? So I came up with an idea that why not using image analytical tools to figure that out, because if you use that, if you take a picture, that might be... Thank you so much.